Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Gwyneth and Jason. Jason, thank you so much for engineering today. Gwyneth is live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hi, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Is it dark there?
It is.
Yeah.
I've got my solar lights on.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see. And I've got a fire in the fireplace and a kettle on. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Now, when you say you turn the lights on, what does that mean?
Okay. I've got some solar lights. You get these solar shed lights that you can buy at your big box hardware shop, and they have a tiny little solar panel that goes to the outside. So I've got them wired to the outside, but the solar panel's outside, and they're inside the house, and they're hooked up to the skirting boards on the inside of my house. And then I switched them. They've got a little NiCad battery inside them. So rechargeable, and so when I need the solar light at night, then I turn one of these lights on.
So and how much light does it provide? How much light does it provide?
It provides about as much light as a really, really bright moonlit night inside your house. That's about how much light it would provide. So I can see pretty well everything in the room, but it's still pretty dark. You couldn't read by it, but I can find my way around. And there's also another light, which is a camping light, which is probably about twice as bright as that.
Okay. So how long does this nickel cadmium battery last once it's fully charged and you use it overnight? Will it last the entire night?
It will last the entire night, but it gradually gets dimmer throughout the night. But this time of night, I would say it's probably still got most of its brightness.
Okay.
But from this point on during the night, it usually gets quite a bit dimmer, and then just before dawn, it's just like a set of pinpricks in the dark, more or less, if that makes sense.
Yeah, kind of like an LED that is on your computer telling you the hard drive is working, that kind of a thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but then the dawn happens, and then the solar sun recharges it, and the cycle happens all over again.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, if it's okay with you, I'd like to spend a minute thanking those who have jumped in to help you. And so we'll start with...
Yeah,
these are people who have sent some funds via PayPal or contributed in some way. Kathy in Ohio, Lou Cassidy, Rich Sheehan, Steve Jensen, John Cassidy, Aaron Davis, Edward Hott, Arjun in West Virginia, Amit in Massachusetts. And those are the names of the individuals have who have jumped in to help Gwyneth in the emergency situation that she finds herself in. So, Gwyneth, you were sent a small amount of money.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what you have done so far?
Okay. So far, I've got a charge for my phone. So I've got the cell phone put back on, basically. I'm still waiting to go into town because I was going to get a lift in with a friend, but she had a medical emergency. It wasn't COVID-related. It was an ongoing situation with her, but it was a flare-up of an existing problem, and it was quite serious. And so it meant that she wasn't able to drive for a few days. So probably later on this week I will be going into town and getting dog food and paying for the horse hay and also getting some food for the chickens and some food for myself. And I bought a few seeds off of eBay, which are walking stick kale and some more mangel wurzel seeds, so that when they arrive, that apparently some of them have arrived at the normal place that, you know, I get my mail at. But when they arrive, I'll go and get them, and then I'll plant them. And that will mean that later on this year that I will actually be growing the fodder that I need for my horse, and that I'll actually be growing most of the fodder that I need for my horse on the farm. So that will be quite a considerable help doing that. And the thing about the walking stick kale I described to you earlier, Vincent, it's a highly, highly efficient feed plant for livestock. And the 60 kale plants, 60 walking stick kale plants will be enough to feed one cow. So, you know, I'd learnt that quite some time ago. I had some walking stick kale here at one time. I don't know what happened to it. You know, I think we had a dry year, the dam ran dry almost, and the pump broke. And I think that was the end of my garden for the year, and, you know, that was the end of the walking stick kale. But I've been able to store some seed again, and, yeah, for that reason, I'll be able to get it growing again, which will be a good thing. Does that make sense?
So, yes, it certainly does. So the next step is when you go into town, you're going to be uploading letters to Vincent, your latest book. Is that correct?
Yes. As long as I'm able to stay in there for quite a while, meaning a few hours to do that last bit of work on it that I need the internet for. But if my friend is still not feeling so well, then I'll have to wait until the next time. It just depends on how she's feeling, because I know how she feels when she's not feeling well, and you don't want to do anything. You know, it's as if you have the life sucked out of you with this particular disease. I haven't had this disease, but I've had a disease with a similar set of symptoms. And so, you know, I can really empathise with what she's going through. I feel a lot of gratitude that she even wants, that she's even able to help me at all, you know. But she is a good friend. And I really appreciate it, that she's really going out of her way to help me as it is. And I don't want to put her out any more than is absolutely necessary, if that makes sense.
Yeah, And I'd also like to thank Bert and Bill Chow for their efforts and work on helping you with Give, Send, Go. So the plan class is Give, Send, Go is up and running, but it's got a long URL. The best way for us to do this is to have a web page that Arjun is working on so that we can just say go to USA Preparers or 5-Minute University. We can turn that on. You can click on, you know, look at 5-Minute University, look at web page, click on the one for Gwyneth, and it'll take you right over to Give, Send, Go, and there you have it. And so thank you, Bert. Thank you, Bill Chow, for spending the weekend making that happen. And Gwyneth, you've seen that page, right? You've seen Give, Send, Go for you, right?
Yeah, it's great. I really want to thank Bert, and I want to thank Bert's friend, that has helped him as well. I'm really humbled by all the help that everybody's given me. I want to personally thank everybody. All of the people that you mentioned, I've received donations from all of them. It's been really, I'm not often lost for words, but I'm so grateful.
Gwyneth, it's been so helpful
for me.
Yeah, you don't know a single one of them, not one.
I haven't personally met any of them.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like you and I have never met. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, we kind of know each other, and you had a chance to chat with Bert. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I called up Bert on the phone and had a bit of a conversation with him. And he's a great guy. He's very funny. He's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, he put an ad in the newspaper to sell my car. and he said, call Bert for a good deal, quick deal, no keys, car with no keys. He's been like that since maybe 1972 that I know of. But you're absolutely right. Practical jokes, our annual April Fool's letter to the world, the press releases about non-existent products that we claim that we've made. Yeah, that's Bert. So, yeah. Gwyneth, I'm all excited about Letters to Vincent. I have read it. And it took me 3 years to read it because that's how long it took you to write it. It's a compilation of 3 years of emails from you to me with a few responses from me back. And that is Letters to Vincent. Is that right?
Yeah, this is just volume one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just 2020.
Mm-hmm.
There's still another couple of volumes to go, probably at least. But volume one ended up being something like 756 pages.
Pages, volume one. Do you have enough light to read a little bit, maybe one or two lessons?
My computer, my laptop.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I can hear the roasters in the background here at the farm. They're out right outside the studio, just letting everybody know that they're there. And Roaster is the name that Lindley's daughter gave to one of Rich Sheban's chickens. Instead of calling him Roosters, she called him Roasters. And it has stuck here at USA Prepares. So, Gwyneth, you've got some roasters, don't you?
I've got one roaster at the moment.
It's
that last roaster, so he's quite tough.
It sounds so odd calling them roasters, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is what they are. there's only two things that roasters are good for. And that's for roasting and making into soups and for making more roasters.
Right. Right.
And hen.
Right.
So,
right. All right.
We only have one at the moment.
Mm-hmm. We have two, and one of them attacks me, and I tell him every once in a while that if he doesn't knock it off, he literally jumps up and he uses his spurs to pierce my blue jeans and stab me in the legs. And it's annoying,
yeah,
and it hurts.
Do that.
Yeah, and so I tell him that, you know, if he doesn't knock it off, he's going to go the way roasters go. If do you have enough light to read, a sample of letters to Vincent to give our class an indication of your writing style and content?
Yeah, What would you like to have a book on? Because there's a couple of hundred of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I've got everything from reincarnation to prickly pears and everything in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, can you do this? Can you read us some of the chapter titles? And be from the index.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Take your time and go slowly. There's no rush.
Okay. We've got whale is the best horse on earth. Toilet paper, the true nature of the coronavirus. Panic buying and Gwyneth's viral remedy. I might do that one. I might do panic buying and Gwyneth's viral remedy. That's, gosh, where are we? Page. There we are. Okay. This is the good thing about having the content sorted out. Panic buying and Gwyneth's viral remedy. This is dated the 14th of March, 2020. Vincent, panic buying here in Australia. Not just toilet paper, now it's extending to flour, pasta sauce, rice, eggs, and just about anything else you could name. And there's a YouTube video link. Yesterday I developed a dry cough, and last night after my son had gone to sleep, I settled down with some of my special cough mix. Horehound, marigold, and garlic infused in vodka. Some spare vodka, prickly pear juice, and soda water. Four glasses later, I was pleasantly sloshed and fell asleep. When I woke up this morning, the cough was almost gone. I'm gargling a shot of the homemade cough mix three times a day, and tonight I'll repeat the vodka and prickly pear juice remedy. This is about the only time I ever get drunk. It's like a pull shock for the blood supply. I can only do it about 4 or 5 days in a row at the most. Then I have to stop because of my liver, as I have NAFLD, liver scars. It happens to be prickly pear season here at the moment. And there are about 50 to 100 kilograms of prickly pears waiting to be picked. And so I'll go out and pick some this afternoon and make some juice. 5 kilos of prickly pear, that's 5 kilograms of prickly pear, makes half a gallon of juice, about 1.5 kilos of skin, and about 1.5 kilos of pulp, which I bottle or can and use as a jam or jelly. The skins are boiled, chopped up and fed to the chickens, besides which the sunshine is good for me, going out in the paddocks and making all that lovely vitamin D3.
All right, hold that thought.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. women's and men's soccer teams will get equal pay for international games under a landmark agreement with the U.S. Soccer Federation. This is part of a settlement deal reached in February that will give women players back pay. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that the influx of illegal immigrants entering the United States through the southern border should be concerning for everyone, no matter their political opinions.
It is 100% a national security issue, and everybody, regardless of party, should be focused on it.
Title 42 is a pandemic-era policy that has allowed illegal immigrants to be turned away at the Mexican border for the past 2 years. The Biden administration seeks to end the policy as the CDC says it is no longer necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell at a press conference is asked if he thinks Democrats support giving amnesty to illegal immigrants as a way to advance themselves politically.
What I'm disturbed about with regard to the southern border is the relative openness of it. This administration's taken a number of steps in the direction of just throwing our border wide open once again, and that ought to be addressed.
This as Title 42 is set to expire on May 23rd. This is USA Radio News. Members of Congress publicly questioned officials from the military about unidentified flying objects for the first time since 1969 yesterday. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher tells Fox and Friends that he wasn't satisfied by some of the witnesses' answers.
I appreciate the fact that DOD is taking it seriously. I appreciate the sincere effort to destigmatize the discussion, but I'm afraid we did not get any closer to the truth.
He says a lot of UFO sightings are during U.S. military pilot training and need to be investigated thoroughly to ensure homeland safety. One of the hearing's main goals was to assess how the DOD collects data about UFOs and discover what progress they have made in identifying them. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why don't you God, you're
take my...
When you go to the
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's just a preview. Tomorrow, Kathy will be teaching class with me. And we will be teaching tips from the book that Gwyneth and I are writing. I have a list of items that you should consider buying. And I need to get that list to Arjun so he can put it on 5-Minute University so you can see parts of this list of things that you should consider getting right now. So that'll be tomorrow. Kathy and I will flesh that out. And there's a couple hundred items on that list, and we're just not going to rattle off the list. We'll tell you what our thoughts are about each one and why. And then on Friday, Bert will be discussing unidentified flying objects. He is keenly interested in them, has been for as long as I've known him. And we have stomped around Marley Woods here in Missouri looking for evidence of unidentified flying objects right here in Missouri. So Lou and Bert and I want to go and do some more stomping around, you know, when our schedules line up, maybe this year. So those are a couple of thoughts about tomorrow and Friday. Gwyneth is with us, and she's reading some parts of, you know, some of the lessons in Letters to Vincent. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay, more or less the end of that chapter. So that was quite a short chapter. but, yeah, just commenting on that, the computer's just about flat, so I won't go into any more right now. But just commenting on that pirate file remedy, it works. And it's something that has been a traditional remedy in a whole variety of cultures around the world. Is if you feel as if you've got a virus or a sickness coming on, then you take about you get yourself just pleasantly drunk. This assumes that you're not alcoholic. If you're alcoholic, you should not do this, okay? Because it's gonna send you off in Australia what we would call on a bender, which means it'll send you off the rails. But if you're not alcoholic, you can, after all the kids have gone to bed and all the responsibilities of the evening are done with, you can sit down with a bottle of your favorite beverage and just get drunk. And you'll go to sleep, and when you wake up in the morning, you'll find that your cold is about 90% better because the alcohol goes through your bloodstream and kills the viruses, and it kills the bacteria that are making you sick. And it's also quite a good wormer as well, especially the other ingredients. I had an infusion in one of these bottles. I had infused a herb called horehound, and it's horehound, and marigold, and garlic infused. I don't have any of that at the moment, and perhaps I should make some, because it is a very, very good, that is also a very good tonic. And cough mixture as well. So if you've got a cough, then you can gargle it, and it will help to ease your sore throat, and it will help to heal it as well. And that's the English marigold, by the way, not the African marigold. I always have English marigold growing here, and garlic and horehound. These are just herbs that are just growing out in my field quite rampantly, actually, because all three of them tend to take off. But that's a small sample, and it's also a handy tip. And that morning, the next morning that I woke up, I went from being from really feeling as if I was going to have maybe a week or two of being quite unwell, to the following morning, I felt about 90% better. And remember, this was in early 2020, and everybody was really, really frightened of the coronavirus. And I think they probably should have been. And whether it was that or whether it was a garden variety cold, I don't know. I never found out because I applied my remedy, my home remedy, and, well, you know, it worked. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and so your book is just nonstop letters. And class, they're letters in the old-fashioned sense. You know, when we used to write either with a typewriter or by hand and compose a manuscript, you know, short manuscript or an essay on how to do something. That's what these are. And many of them get into details, about how you can accomplish a whole bunch of tasks. And this is, it's a compendium of news events, Gwyneth's take on the news events, what people have done, including, in London, in pomp and circumstance scenarios. And you mentioned, Gwyneth, that your computer is flat. So you have a laptop or a notebook computer, and flat means dead battery. So you do not have a place, at the moment, you do not have a place to plug it in to recharge it, because your solar battery bank is also flat. Is that correct?
Yes, okay. That's right.
So class, here's what that means. So this Give, Send, Go campaign is one that will help Gwyneth get a battery bank that works, nickel iron battery bank that works with her existing solar system. One, it will provide a connection for a better connection between Genesis Communications Network and Gwyneth in Australia, like a landline that would be up almost all the time with greater audio fidelity and clarity. So that's a benefit, and also the ability to send and receive data for the books that she's publishing. So this is a temporary fix to help Gwyneth get back on her feet, so that she doesn't have to spend all of her time hunting for food and planting food for herself and her farm animals. So that's what this is all about. So it's not a forever thing. It's just to get her going so that she can have a battery bank, a landline that supports data, and audio, a transmission capability, so she can move the data from her her computer to the internet for publishing. And she won't have to depend on other people for a ride into town where there's public Wi-Fi that's fast enough to send the book over to the publisher for printing. And Gwyneth, this book, this current book, that you have three books already on Amazon.com. So, guys, if you want to find them, just type in Amazon, comma, Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, space, I-S-A-A-C-S, Gwyneth Isaacs. That's nom de plume. And that is the pen name that Gwyneth is using. And that's for her own safety. It's very close to her real name. Very close. I hope I didn't let the cat out of the bag, Gwyneth, but you have said in the past that it is a nom de plume, right?
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yep. You know, the things, Gwyneth says some things that I don't know any other ladies who have the courage, the guts to say. Gwyneth just says them. So for her own safety, as she lives alone, it would be a kind of a nice thing to have some degree of safety. So that's what that's all about. And if you'd like to participate in the PayPal transfer of some funds, if you'd like to help Gwyneth, the easiest way to do that at the moment would be via PayPal. And you can send money to friends and family via PayPal. If you're in the United States and you choose to do it, it'll cost you $4.99. And you select friends and family. That is the lowest cost way of doing it. And it will automatically convert the funds into AUD, Australia dollars, from U.S. dollars. And that's what we have done. That's how we have done it. So if you'd like to do it, the email address is, Gwyneth, what would you like us to use?
Okay. Gwyneth@gmail.com. It's probably going to be the best address. So it's G-U-I-N, N for Nelly, E-I-T-H. So it's gwyneith@gmail.com.
Yeah. And shortly you'll be able to do it a lot easier. You'll just be able to go to usapreparis.com, click on the page for Gwyneth, and it'll take you right there. But this is an intermediate step. And Gwyneth, would you like to share the USA Preparers email address that you have, if if students or instructors would like to contact you?
Yes, that's Guineth, that's Guineith, @usaprepares.com.
Okay, so class, that is Guineth at usaprepares.com. And if you'd like to contact me, you can just send it to instructor@usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. And I'll be glad to help in any way I can. If you have any questions, suggestions, comments, concerns about the class, the broadcast, I'd love to hear it. And, you know, we're working on the university where Lou Cassidy is coming over, and he's going to bring a farmer with him, and we're going to do a little show and tell. And so Lou has had a chance to see what the university, you know, the beginnings of what the university is really like. And hopefully he'll be able to come on the air and describe some of the things that he has seen here, the show and tell part of 5 Minute University. And the kinds of things that you'll be seeing when you come in person, the kinds of things that you'll see in the book. And a lot of what Guineth and I are working on in this 5 Minute University book is a series of very short lessons, very short, and they're all in one book, one volume. And the idea is to teach you things that the public training camp flat out does not teach. Common sense things. Things that you'll say, oh yeah, wow, that makes a lot of sense. There's a whole bunch of them. Now, you can go to YouTube. If you know what they are and you know what to look for, you can find many of them. Not all of them, but many of them. But here they're all in one place. And it's kind of like if you were to open an encyclopedia and start with Volume A, Page 1, and just start turning the pages, you'd say, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And you would do that until the end of the book. That's what this is like. That's very short reads, standalone reads on how to do so many things. Let me give you an example. You know, have you ever put the ball mount in a trailer hitch and it kind of flops around? Why does it do that? Well, I have a fix for that. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The tips that are in the book that Gwyneth and I are working on. If you consider a trailer hitch, many of you may pull a trailer. And here's what we do. So the parts of the trailer hitch, here is the correct terminology. The trailer hitch is the part that mounts to the vehicle. That's that heavy steel welded component system. So the hitch has welded to it a receiver tube. That's that square tube that is reinforced. Gwyneth, is something going on? There's a lot of background noise that I can hear. Can you hear that?
I had to pick up my phone to press a button on the side. So that was probably me picking up the phone and then putting it back down again.
Okay, because I've also heard a rhythmic kind of tapping. You know, for the last, during this class, I don't know what that is, but I just wanted to mention that to you. All right, so the trailer hitch is that heavy part that's usually painted black, and it's under the bumper. And there's a receiver tube. Inside that receiver tube is inserted what's called the ball mount. The ball mount is that removable part. You pull the hitch pin out, and you can take the ball mount with the trailer ball. You can take that off and change the trailer balls and the ball mount. Okay. So that ball mount flops around in the receiver tube of the trailer hitch. And I don't like that because as you drive down the road, the trailer banks. It banks to the left, it banks to the right, it goes up and down. And it causes a lot of stress and strain on the hitch and the whole, everything. Including the driver. So what I do is I take a piece of aluminum flashing about 5 inches wide and I wrap it around the ball mount, the square part of the ball mount. I wrap it really tightly. And I take a ball peen hammer and I take the flat side of the ball peen hammer and I contour a piece of aluminum flashing so that it acts like a shim completely around the ball mount, the square ball mount. And it will take up the slack inside the receiver tube. Okay? Now, there's a hole where the hitch pin goes through. Now, how do you get that perfectly lined up? It's really easy. You take the other end of the ball peen hammer. A ball peen hammer has a flat end on one side, and like a regular hammer, and the other side, like a half of a ball. And what you do is you tap, 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 tap around where that hole is in the ball mount. You tap the aluminum right against that hole, and it will cut the aluminum for you. And it'll cut both holes on both sides. Then all you do is slide that that piece of aluminum shim that you've made into the receiver tube. You put the ball mount in there, and that slump is gone. Now, sometimes you only need to do two sides of the ball mount. Sometimes you need to wrap the entire ball mount. Sometimes just one shim will do it. So you'll have to figure that out. But that's in the book. Okay, I've never seen anybody talk about that. So those are the kinds of things that we have in this book of tips. And here's another one. So the trailer ball and the trailer coupler. The trailer coupler is the part that locks onto the trailer ball. What happens is there's a tremendous amount of friction. The trailer, the vehicle turns left, turns right, goes uphills, downhills, and there's a tremendous amount of friction on the trailer ball and the trailer coupler. Well, if you wipe off the trailer ball, you know, make sure there's no dirt on it, no sand, no grit, and then you put a light coat of grease on that trailer ball, it will last infinitely longer, at least 20 times longer. I've never had to replace a trailer ball, and I've never had to replace a trailer coupler, because the coupler and the ball get greased each time we use it. Now, between uses, or just before a new use, we'll take a rag or a paper towel and we'll wipe off the ball and put new grease on it, because that ball with the grease on it will collect grit, which will make everything worse. It'd be like adding sandpaper to the equation. So you make sure you wipe off that trailer ball. So those are two tips. Now, here's one more short tip, and it's just about trailering. Many trailers have, you'll have a hubcap on a trailer. Now, a wheel cover is different from a hubcap. A wheel cover would be a fancy dish that covers the lug bolts and the wheel itself, the center part of the wheel. A hubcap is that small 2.5, 3-inch or smaller metal cap that gets hammered onto the hub, the cast iron hub of the, you know, where the axle bearing is. Many of them have a little rubber center cap in the hubcap, and it's about 1.5 inches in diameter or so. You can pry that out with a blunt screwdriver, and you'll see a grease fitting in there. And that's where you put a cleaned Zerk fitting grease gun adapter, and you can put grease in that, in the wheel bearings of the trailer. And they will last infinitely longer, and you probably won't get stranded if you have greased wheel bearings. And what kind of grease do we use? Red synthetic grease. And it works great for all kinds of wheel bearings. We use it all the time, almost daily, on the equipment that we service. So there's three tips that you really don't find very, very often.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.